Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Planned Parenthood sugarcoats the abortion pill. PRI's new abortion pill fact sheet sets the record straight about the deadly drug. Samantha Harris reports. The abortion pill is advertised as a magic pill that will painlessly make you unpregnant. The side effects of the pill are minimized if they are mentioned at all. I am here to tell you that this couldn't be further from the truth. Let me tell you what is really going on with the abortion pill in terms that everyone can understand. While completing my degree in neuroscience and biology, I conducted research on how the abortion pill works. My specific project was to study abortion pill reversal using animal models. This involved monitoring the effect of the abortion pill on pregnant rats and discovering the best way to stop this deadly drug cocktail from causing these rat mamas to miscarry. I came away from this research understanding not only the mechanism of action of the abortion pill itself, but also the many misconceptions that surround it and the unspoken dangers that lie within it. In my view, those who promote this deadly drug deliberately propagate these misconceptions while hiding the very real dangers. The deception begins with the name itself. The so-called abortion pill is actually two separate pills taken at different times. These two pills have complicated names, mifepristone and misoprostol, but straightforward effects. The first starves the baby while the second induces labor to expel it. Mifepristone, the first of the two pills taken, is also known as RU486. This drug is what is known as a competitive progesterone receptor antagonist. This unpronounceable piece of scientific jargon means that mifepristone fits into or binds to the progesterone receptors in the uterus much better than progesterone does itself. Why is this important? Progesterone, as it turns out, is the hormone that binds to the progesterone receptors in the uterus and creates nutrient pathways from the mother to the baby. But what happens if mifepristone blocks all of the progesterone receptors, as it is designed to do, leaving few or none for progesterone to attach to? The production of nutrition pathways is halted, and the developing baby is starved of the blood, oxygen, and nutrients it needs to thrive. Within hours of taking the abortion pill, the mother's body begins to slow the flow of nutrients to the baby inside, and within a few days, it dies. To speed up this process, the mothers are told to take the second pill, misoprostol, within 1 to 3 days of taking the first. Misoprostol softens and dilates the cervix and induces uterine contractions, literally causing the mother to go into a kind of pseudo-labor. Unless this process is stopped, the mother's body will expel the baby and its supportive placenta, and she will have lost her precious child. Now, what does Planned Parenthood say about this? Planned Parenthood, not surprisingly, tries to minimize what happens when a woman takes the abortion pill. According to the Planned Parenthood website and YouTube page, this medicine causes cramping and bleeding to empty your uterus, and the process is very similar to an early miscarriage. It is normal to have lots of cramps and bleeding and pass clots and tissue. You may be tired and have some cramping a day or two afterward. End quote. You can decide for yourself whether a pill designed to cause the death of an unborn baby is medicine, which is defined as a substance or preparation used in treating disease. But to me, it seems straightforward. Since pregnancy is not a disease, the abortion pill cannot be medicine. Rather, it is literally poison, since it is a substance that through its action usually kills, injures, or impairs an organism. End quote. Planned Parenthood's description of abortion as similar to a really heavy period is also as misleading. You have to do some digging on the website to find out possible complications of the abortion pill, and if you do, you will find this alarming bit of advice. If you pass a clot larger than a lemon for more than 2 hours, you may want to call a doctor. I don't know about you, but I have never heard of someone having a heavy period where they have baseball-sized clumps of blood and tissue coming out even once, much less for an hour or two. The FDA's adverse reporting system, FAERS, currently reports 32 deaths related to the abortion pill, including deaths from hemorrhage. The FAERS system, like the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, is entirely voluntary, and both have been criticized for severely underestimating the likelihood and severity of complications from taking drugs and vaccines. Planned Parenthood is also lying about the psychological side effects of the abortion pill. Its website claims, serious long-term emotional problems after an abortion are rare and are about as uncommon as they are after giving birth. They are more likely to happen to people who have to end a pregnancy because of health reasons, people who do not have support around their decision to have an abortion, or people who have a history of mental health problems. Most people feel relief after an abortion. End quote. First of all, notice that Planned Parenthood has erased women, replacing it with a gender-neutral term, people. But only women can have babies, and sadly, abortions. And women who do have abortions, research from a prestigious institution has shown, experience an 81% increase in mental health problems. Other studies show dramatic increases in stress, depression, and anxiety. It is painful to see the misinformation that Planned Parenthood, better known as Planned Barrenhood, is putting out there to try and convince young women to take an abortion pill. As a young woman, it infuriates me to see my peers being lied to and manipulated in this way. Even mothers who regret taking the abortion pill should not give up hope. If they act quickly, a dose of progesterone, a natural hormone that the body needs to sustain unborn babies, can counteract the effect of the abortion pill and allow their baby to receive the nourishment it needs to continue growing. This is why it is important that all of us spread the truth about the abortion pill far and wide. This is why we at the Population Research Institute have produced an abortion pill fact sheet, explaining how it works and how Planned Parenthood is promoting and profiting from it. Check it out at our website at pop.org. This is your latest weekly briefing coming from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.